Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. We are continuing this week in our series called How to Live Free from Oppression. And today we're going to talk about the entrance of oppression through the sin of unforgiveness. In Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 through 35, we find a fascinating parable that Jesus told about the issue of forgiveness. In verse 23, Jesus said, "Therefore the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. And when he had begun to settle accounts, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. But as he was not able to pay, his master commanded that he be sold, and his wife and children and all that he had, and that the payments be made. The servant therefore fell down before him, saying, 'Master, have patience with me, and I will pay you all.' Then the master of that servant was moved with compassion, released him, and forgave him the debt. But that servant went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii, and he laid his hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, 'Pay me what you owe.' So his fellow servant fell down at his feet and begged him, saying, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you all.' And he would not, but went and threw him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what had been done, they were very grieved, and they came and told their master all that had been done. Then his master, after he had called him, said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you begged me. Should you not also have had compassion on your fellow servant, just as I had pity on you?' And his master was angry and delivered him to the torturers until he should pay all that was due him. So my heavenly Father also will do to you if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses." That passage is a very telling scripture. God takes very seriously the issue of forgiveness. We know that when we come to God and we ask forgiveness, we commit ourselves wholly to Him, that God extends to us unconditional forgiveness, completely cleansing us of all of our sin through the blood of Jesus, literally forgetting our sin according to the scriptures. And as a result of that tremendous gift, God requires of us the same attitude when others sin against us. When we refuse to forgive, we will find ourselves in very serious spiritual danger. The end result of unforgiveness is spiritual imprisonment with torment. Have you ever noticed that people who are bound up in unforgiveness are miserable people who have no joy in their lives? When Jesus gave this example of the king turning the unforgiving servant over to the torturers, that is a picture in the natural of what happens in the spiritual. People end up being tormented or oppressed because of unforgiveness. Unforgiveness is an open door to oppression from the devil or torment. And there are very many manifestations of this type of torment or oppression. A person who is unforgiving can be tormented with anxiety, with fear, with depression, with physical ailments, and with a variety of oppressive situations in their life. And it can be linked directly to a refusal to forgive someone who has hurt you. Corrie ten Boom once said, "To forgive is to set a prisoner free, and then you find out the prisoner was you." Anybody who has refused to forgive someone that has deeply hurt them finds themselves to be a prisoner, whether they realize it or not. Another definition for forgiveness is giving up my right to hurt you for hurting me. You know, forgiveness is not pretending it never happened or making light of an offense. And it's not declaring as good an evil that was committed against you. Forgiveness is a decision to set someone else free, and you find out it was really you. I like this definition. Forgiveness is the fragrance that a flower gives off when it is stepped on. Have you felt like you have been stepped on in life and you've had a hard time forgiving the person who stepped on you? Allow the fragrance of the forgiveness of God to flow through your life to other people, and you will be free from the torment that comes when we hold on to unforgiveness. You know, unforgiveness traps the person who harbors it in his heart. That is why Satan works overtime trying to encourage us to hold grudges and desire revenge. Satan knows the scriptures very well, and he realizes, better than a lot of Christians, that every person will reap exactly what they sow, according to Galatians 6:7. God's word is very clear. We will not receive forgiveness if we refuse to forgive, according to Mark 11:26. We are in spiritual danger if we refuse to forgive, or if we give in to the lie that we can't forgive because the hurt was so severe or the injury too great. If you have the Spirit of God living in you, then you can do all things through Christ who will strengthen you, according to Philippians 4:13. God is not an unjust God, where he would ask you to do something and then not provide the supernatural ability to do it. Forgiveness is a decision of your will. I like to characterize the will and the emotions as the locomotive is the will and the caboose are the emotions. Many people feel that they cannot forgive someone because they cannot work up a feeling of forgiveness. You know, forgiveness is not accomplished by feeling in a forgiving fashion towards the individual that hurt you. Your feelings will catch up with your actions once you make a decision that you're going to obey God and release the person who has hurt you. To forgive means to simply lay aside or omit or let alone or leave. This is done by an act of your will. Will you decide today to release, to yield, to lay aside the hurts, the offenses, the sins that have been perpetrated against you in your life? If you make that decision in obedience to the Word of God, God's grace will enable you to release the person. That's what you need. That's what I need. We need God's grace to help us to forgive someone who's deeply wounded us. We cannot do it in our own strength, and your emotions will continuously lie to you and say you cannot forgive. You must understand that Satan will attempt to deceive you about the area of forgiveness because he wants you to remain trapped in unforgiveness so that you will never receive forgiveness in your own life from God. Satan's lie is you can't forgive because the hurt or the injury was too great or too severe. But the Spirit of God says to you, if you'll choose to obey me, I will give you the grace to release the person. And then your emotions will follow, and they will follow along the choice of your will. Will you decide today to release the person who has hurt you? It'll set a captive free, your forgiveness. It'll set you free. Remember, forgiveness is giving up your right to hurt someone else for having hurt you. Many people feel that they're punishing the other person by withholding their forgiveness. God wants you to release forgiveness. forgiveness to the person who has hurt you. Will you do that today? Then follow me right now in prayer, because God does not want you to have a spirit of oppression working on your life through this open door of unforgiveness. Pray with me right now. Say, Father God, I ask you to forgive me for holding an offense, holding a grudge against the person that has hurt me deeply. I ask you to cleanse me of unforgiveness. Right now, by a decision of my will to obey your word, I release that person. I forgive them. I don't hold them accountable for that sin against me anymore. I set them free in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I ask you to bless them and help them. I ask you to work in their life. I ask you to do a great work and bring them to a point in their life where they give their heart entirely to you. And Lord, help me to walk in love. Help me to pray for that person, to become their intercessor. Help me to live a life like Jesus, freely forgiving as you have freely forgiven me. Now, Lord, I thank you for cleansing me from unforgiveness and releasing me from the spirit of oppression that has come into my life because I did not forgive. I receive your freedom now in Jesus' name. God will bless you this very day for having made the decision to obey his will and forgive. God will bless you so much. Look with expectancy for freedom in the areas where you have felt so oppressed. Joy is coming your way because of your decision to forgive and release. Now, when Satan comes back to you and tries to torment you and tell you you didn't forgive, see, you feel that same way about that person, tell Satan you're a liar. God, help me forgive him on this day and name him the date. And God will bless you and help you for being obedient to his word. God bless you. This is Rita Langland encouraging you, have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.